We greet you in the name of the Lord, and are thankful for the privilege of presenting another Way of Truth broadcast. This program originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay with us. We are truly thankful for the privilege of sharing the Way of Truth broadcast with you from week to week, and we do trust and pray that it will be a real blessing to you, and we do invite you to stay with us. Our prayer and our desire is that the Lord will be able to use us to bring to you encouragement and help.
If you own the riches of this world, if you had great treasures untold, what would the profit be when you must die? If your name's not in the book of life,
I'd rather have my name in heaven's book. I'd rather have my treasures up above.
I'd rather have my blessed Savior's love.
I'd rather have my name in heaven.
The way you get your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life is by being born again. And when you are born again, your name is recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you become a part of the family of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the privilege we have of presenting this broadcast service to this precious people. We are thankful for everyone who is in our congregation today, and we're trusting that you'll meet them out a blessing. We know that you are a God of love. We know that you are no respecter of persons. We also pray that you'll remember those who may be burdened at this time, facing problems. We pray that you'll minister to them, encourage them, and help them. Again, bless this broadcast service to our congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Once like a bird in prison, I fled. No freedom from my sorrow I felt. But Jesus came and listened to me, and glory to God, He set me free. He set me free. The bonds of prison for me. I glory God, my Jesus. You
Our subject for today's broadcast, Regeneration or the New Birth. I'll be reading from St. John chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born again when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. The wages of sin is death. So the Apostle Paul tells us in Romans 6 and 23, Paul also tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. This he tells us in his epistle to the Romans. Therefore, all need to be regenerated or born again, which in reality are one and the same. To be born again is to be regenerated. And to be regenerated is to be born again. First, let us look at the expression in verse 5. Except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. The word water is used in some scriptures in a symbolical way. In John chapter 7, we read, In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. So here the Word of God teaches us that Jesus uses the word water to symbolize and to represent the Spirit of God. Again, let me read this passage of Scripture for you out of John chapter 7, verses 39 or 37 through 39. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he, of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. And then we find in St. John chapter 4, where Jesus said, leaving Jerusalem to go back to Galilee, that he must go through Samaria. And he comes to Jacob's well, and he rests there while some of the disciples go into the nearby town of Sychar to get something for them to eat. And while they were gone, here comes a woman to draw water at the well. And Jesus strikes up a conversation with her. And he told her that if she knew who it was that was talking to her, she would ask of him, and he would give her living water. And Jesus went on to say that those who drink of the water that he would give shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. John 4:14. Now, generation, being born again, gives you spiritual life. So Jesus was not talking about some literal water that he would give her. He was speaking about that living water that imparts spiritual life. And regeneration, being born again, gives you spiritual life. The Apostle Peter wrote, being born again, notice this now, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. So a person must be born of the Word and the Spirit. Jesus told Nicodemus, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So how could a spirit be born of little water? Jesus never taught water baptism as a means of salvation. I repeat, Jesus never taught water baptism as a means of salvation. Again, the word water is used in the Scriptures, at least in some verses, in a symbolical sense. And I have given you Scriptures on the broadcast today, which shows that he did use the word water to represent the Spirit, to represent salvation. So Jesus never taught water baptism as a means of salvation. The apostles never taught that water baptism produced the experience of regeneration. Oh yes, we believe in, teach, and practice water baptism. Yes, we do. But it is for those who have died to sin and been made alive in Christ. You do not bury a person before they die. One must die to sin to be made alive in Christ. As long as you are alive to sin, you are dead to Christ. So you must die to sin to be made alive to Christ. And you never bury anyone until they die. The Apostle Paul was regenerated and filled with the Spirit before he was baptized in water. Yes, that is true. Look in the book of Acts and you will see the Apostle Paul was regenerated and filled with the Spirit before he was baptized in water. So was Cornelius and others of his household that we read about in Acts 10. They also were filled with the Spirit before they were baptized in water. And by the way of personal testimony, so was I. I was filled with the Spirit. I was sanctified before I was baptized. Now, many have been baptized in water without being regenerated and continue to live a sinful life. It is the blood of Christ that cleanses from sin, not water baptism. So many people have been baptized and yet not regenerated, not born again, because they continue a life of sin, which shows that they have not been regenerated or born again. Now let us look at the word regeneration. And notice re. Regeneration. Re means again, anew, over again, according to Webster's dictionary. Your spirit, our soul, was given to you by God at conception. The Bible says God is the Father of spirits. So you came into this world with spiritual life. But when you knowingly, willingly sinned, you died. Yes, you lost your spiritual life. Sin separates you from God. And so that is why you must be regenerated. Sin separates you from God. The wages of sin is death. It takes away the spiritual life that you had. The Apostle Paul said, I was alive once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. So that's why you must be regenerated. Now let us look again at the words of the Master as he spoke to Nicodemus. I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3:3. Jesus did not say you must be born and stop at that. No, he said you must be born again. The word again means in part back into a former position or condition. So when sin enters your life and you die, then you must be born again. Yes, born again means that you are brought back to the state of life. For you to ever have spiritual life again, once you have sinned and died, you must be regenerated. You must be born again. Now, regeneration is not comprehended in joining a church. Now, I do not mean to offend, but I do mean to speak forth the Word of God as clearly and as simply as I know how. So, regeneration is not comprehended in joining a church. If joining a church give you spiritual life, maybe you should join more than one to make sure that you join the right one. But joining a church never has, never will, give anyone spiritual life, never will regenerate them, will never give them the born-again experience. It is not in taking a religious study course. You can take all kinds of religious study courses, but that will not regenerate you. It is not the turning over of a new leaf, as some people say, and it's not making New Year's resolutions. It is not just becoming moral. There are many moral people who have not been regenerated. It is not just attending church regularly. No, you can attend church every week, and you can pay your tithes, and you can give your offerings, but that is not regeneration. Regeneration is not comprehended in any of these things. Then what is it? Well, first of all, let me point out that regeneration was made possible through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Yes, regeneration was made possible through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Paul wrote to his fellow servant, Titus 2:14, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. And here Paul, in his writings to Titus, was talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. Secondly, repentance is required on our part. Talking about what regeneration is and what it is, what's comprehended in regeneration. Regeneration is comprehended in repentance. It is required on our part. Repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. So to obtain the experience of regeneration, the born-again experience, you must repent. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Jesus said, and recorded in the book of Luke, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. He said that twice there in the book of Luke. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. So Peter said, Acts 3:17, repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. This repentance must come as a result of godly sorrow. It's not a mere repeating of words or going through a form. I say this repentance must come as a result of godly sorrow. For we read in 2 Corinthians 7:10, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. 2 Corinthians 7:10. When a sinner comes to the Lord, as Paul said he must, they must repent with godly sorrow, then they must believe. Yes, they must believe that God forgives them. The Apostle Paul, or John rather, said in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we must, to obtain the experience of the new birth, regeneration, we must realize and know that it is only through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and then we must realize that we are a sinner, lost and undone without God, and we must be truly sorry for our sins, and we must come to Him in repentance with godly sorrow. And when we do come to Him in godly sorrow, with true repentance, confessing our sins, and asking God to forgive us, then we must believe that He does forgive us. Whenever this is done, whenever we repent, confess, and believe, when this is done, God pardons. He justifies us and regenerates the soul. This is what the Apostle Paul was speaking of in Ephesians chapter 2, as we read here in Ephesians chapter 2, beginning with verse 1, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. And Paul goes on to say, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love, wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. The word quicken means to resurrect or to make alive. And Paul makes it clear here in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 5 that this quickening is being saved, being regenerated, being born again. So whenever this happens, whenever you are born again, whenever you are resurrected, you become a member of the family of God, and God writes your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Whenever this happens, whenever you are regenerated, whenever you are born again, then you are in need of water baptism. Yes, you need then to be baptized. You are buried in the water, then brought up, resurrected, to walk in newness of life. That is one of the reasons for water baptism. It shows to the world that you have died to sin and been made alive to Christ. Therefore, having been regenerated, having been born again, being baptized, then go forth walking in newness of life. Let us take seriously the words of the Lord Jesus to Nicodemus when he said, being born again was the only way into the kingdom of God and to have eternal life. Yes, this is the only way. Without this being born again, there will be no entrance into the kingdom of God and there will be no eternal life. So take seriously the words of the Lord Jesus to Nicodemus, for it was not just to Nicodemus, but it's to everyone. You must be born again, otherwise you cannot enter the kingdom of God and you cannot have eternal life. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. The Holy Spirit will accompany what we have said and bring forth fruit for the Master. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. If it has been a blessing, could I encourage you to write us and let us know? Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. You'll find a number of our broadcasts there on the webpage and also copies of the Way of Truth magazine. Now, this is Alvin Craig. We thank you for listening to our broadcast. We invite you to be with us on our next broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings abide.